This is a radio pastor message by Hank Block for August 2025. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Last month we saw that the wave offering of the first fruits of the grain harvest encourages us to give the first portion of our earnings, not the leftovers, to the Lord. There is another very significant aspect of this offering that the Israelites presented, but they may not have understood its implications. The timing of this offering and the teaching of the New Testament allow us to see how the wave offering of the first sheaf of grain harvested speaks of the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ in resurrection. Here are the verses that I read from Leviticus 23 last month. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. To these important words, let us add the verse from John 12, 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. The Israelites had just celebrated the Passover by eating the lamb that reminded them of the salvation of their firstborn sons and their escape from Egypt. Similarly, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed for us on the cross of Calvary to free us from the power of death and from slavery to sin, self, and the devil. We should then notice what was to happen on the day after the Passover Sabbath, on the first day of the week. It says in Leviticus, Then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord. In this, we see the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, the first person raised from among the dead. Colossians 1, verse 18 confirms this statement. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Yes, our Lord Jesus is truly the first fruits of the harvest from that unique corn of wheat that fell into the ground. That seed died, but came out of the ground, resurrected in a heavenly body of flesh and bone, bringing forth much fruit to God. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.